flavor saver. Like, that's not a flavor you want, like, for later.
Pussy?
Yeah. Well, I guess it depends. I've eaten some decent pussy in my day. I don't know if it's something I like, unless I'm there in the moment. I don't want to be at home later, like, watching TV. Like, I could probably go for some pussy right now.
And licking your soul pants.
Yeah. Mm. I'm just glad I saved that.
This is tasty.
But I didn't wash my face.
I can't remember who I had, though. Like,
after I had it buried in somebody's fluid.
What did I do last night? Oh, I was Jessica.
Oh, no, she's nice. Oh. You got to go upper lip. That should be your flavor saver. Bottom lip is dessert. That's where the chocolate ice cream's at.
I heard this called the dessert. Ooh. Well, all right, then. Welcome to episode 17 of You Guys Are No Fun.
Oh, I turned it all the way down.
Whoops. No, I'm Chester.
Here we start over. I'm Ryan, and with us, as always, is Lorenzo. Say hi, Lorenzo.
Hi, Lorenzo.
Hi, Lorenzo. Ooh,
good one.
That was good. That was a good intro. We should have made you do the intro. That you were so good. So Charles is out today, so we brought in a not as brown guy. So we still got to fill that quota, you know. What are you doing, Chester? Pop it off, bro. Oh, that is a nice shirt.
There you go.
Oh, if you're not in the live stream right now, you are going to be disappointed. Because Chester is wearing a maybe too tight Futurama shirt.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's pretty flashy there, bro.
Blasting the pecs.
That is
full print. Looks really good. Where'd you get that?
The internet.
Goddamn internet. Right. Did you see my Futurama shirt?
Mm-mm.
It's pretty cool. It just says, I hate bottles.
Nice. I have seen that. I love that shirt.
I didn't know we were wearing Futurama shirts today. Oh, yeah, I would have changed.
Dude, I had to pop that top.
That's nice. Stand up for me. Give me a little spin. See what you got there. Oh, that's not. Oh, it's got Planet Express. Oh, wow. It's on the back, too.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Planet Express ship.
That's drunk. Very detailed.
It Boy, shows, yeah, that is.
Drunk purchase.
Good drunk purchase. It didn't come in a box with, like, a Bowie knife and, like, 14 light bulbs.
I wish.
That's what drunk purchases are. Like, I need this knife. I need it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for waiting until the show started. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Were you dying? You're like, I really got to pop this shirt off.
I'm
it's
like,
so fucking hot.
It's so warm in here.
Well, so welcome to episode 17. Do I get a pimp us right now? At the
pimp
beginning?
Us. Let's pimp it.
Let's pimp us.
Let's get it out of the way.
Yeah, let's go to nofunshow.com. Go ahead and do that right now, I'll wait.
Go to nofunshow.com. And
you see that? That looks nice, doesn't it? We work really hard on that.
Right.
Check us out on Facebook.
Click on that donate button on the website. Yeah. Type in some numbers.
You know, just smash your number pad. You know, no one's going to judge you.
You know. Enter your credit card.
Nobody has ever donated money to us. Ever.
Really?
Ever. It's okay. We don't need it.
To be fair, when we did the Extra Life fundraiser, people donated.
They did, but it wasn't. We didn't.
It wasn't
went
to us.
Somewhere else.
It was to fucking cancerous babies. Who gives a shit?
It was to build. Oh, it was to build a better boy pussy.
That's right.
Nobody cares about that. I want the money.
Right? Yeah.
Come on.
Screw sick kids. Give me cash. Yeah. Look us up on Facebook. You guys are no fun. Look us up on Twitter. By the way, those of you that are still following us under Casual Cowards, we did change your name. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I mean, if you're still following us on Casual Cowards, you're not listening to this episode.
Yeah. So stop it.
Bad on you.
Stop talking to me on Twitter. I'm not answering you anymore. I pinned a tweet there and everything.
K-Center is following us on Facebook.
Yeah,
now, I noticed.
Saw that. So good guy there.
Appreciate K-Center's fandom.
I do. Have you seen his artwork? He's an artist.
No, I have not.
Yeah, it's pretty good. He does like graffiti type stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. So nice.
Brits are good for something.
So I pimped us. I feel good about it.
Good.
Well, I pimped so hard.
I always forget to do something.
I know.
Like
I don't. I always forget. You know, I always forget to plug myself here, but I never forget to plug myself after you guys leave.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I left my earbuds here last time.
I don't do it in here. Yeah. You got to set up, put plastic down. Yeah, it's a whole event. Yeah.
Yeah, those don't smell like earwax.
Does it? Well, it's not butt wax.
butt wax.
It's some of that.
I bet you can find that on Amazon.
It's some of that chocolate pudding.
I know they have...
Can you buy asshole bleach on Amazon?
Yes. I was just going to say that.
Can you?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Drunk purchase.
There you go.
Right?
That's what you're going to need.
Dude, you guys got to see my asshole. It's so white.
Anal bleach. Let's see here.
That seems like a very dangerous thing to self-apply.
XR Brands Anal Bleach with vitamin C and aloe. 6 ounces is going for $18.
That's not bad.
There you go.
It's not a bad deal.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely a drunk purchase.
Is that something you could just do in the bathtub? It just seems like if you don't do it right, you're going to fuck up your asshole.
I don't know. Intimate bleaching cream.
Can you imagine like just blisters all around your asshole from over bleaching it?
This before and after of this nipple is a huge improvement.
You can even bleach your areola?
I guess you could bleach anything you want, really.
Okay.
Wow.
Can you use it as hair bleach?
You bleach that mole on your face.
Oh. I think it makes you look distinguished, especially when a big hair grows out of it. Big distinguished hair.
I'm going to do some bad beers real quick.
Yeah, why don't you guys do your beers? I'm not drinking because
he's already got a bad beer.
Yeah.
But light.
Bud Light over there. All right, let me bust out.
Yeah. What did you bring to the table?
So, for Lorenzo here, I brought the Hanukkah beer.
Who makes that, Hebrew?
From Schmaltz.
Oh, Schmaltz.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. It tastes like 8 crazy nights.
Drinking here, Nitro Red Velvet Golden Oatmeal Stout with beets, chocolate, and natural flavors.
With beets?
By Dre.
Oh, that sounds bad.
That's why I got it, man. You gotta have some veggies in there with your beets.
Yeah. I bet your poop is going to end up being like purple.
To pop the top here, I'm going to bust out my Shadow of War bottle opener.
Oh, that's right. It looks nice. Man, you got all the cool stuff today. You got your Futurama shirt, got your cool bottle opener. It looks like it works really, really well. I hope that came with the game and you didn't actually pay money for it.
A friend of mine gave me this.
Okay.
Oh, I'll use it.
No, you have to
I'll
use it.
No, you
got
it.
Here we go.
You have to open your Bud Lights
you have
like
to
that.
Open your bad beer with a bad beer bottle opener.
Oh, this is comical. Jesus Christ, that thing looks, it's so inconvenient.
They were giving those away at GameStop.
It's super thin. You show that thing to the camera, how ridiculous it is.
Right? It's the hammer. I think it's
turn it so you can see how thin it is. It doesn't work.
Kalimdor's hammer from Shadow of War.
Terrible.
The Ringmaker.
All right, you're done.
All right.
All right. So,
do you want to go first? Let me go first? Who goes first?
No, let's let the company go first.
The guest go first.
This is ridiculous. All right. Let's see. It's not too bad.
I figured it would taste like a whole bunch of melted candles.
Ryan, by the way, still not drinking.
Yeah. Can I smell it?
Yeah, go ahead. No, it's hoppy.
It smells pretty good, honestly.
Yeah, it's hoppy.
Say what kind of beer it is.
Yeah, Hanukkah beer.
8 malts, 8 hops, 8% alcohol. Get it? 8 crazy nights?
I get it. I get it.
Golden ale brewed with cocoa nibs.
No, it's not bad. It's hoppy, but it's not bad. I'd drink it.
Yeah, it's chocolatey.
Huh.
I'm a little
disappointed that it's not like it has like winter spices in it. You know?
Well, I mean, they probably skimped on the ingredients.
So you might lose. You might lose this round.
Really? Is that where you're going to go with that?
That beer was not cheap. You know, I can't resist being a racist.
There you go.
All right. Let me try the Nitro Red Velvet here from Ballast Point. That's a good brewery.
It's a good brewery.
Also very chocolatey.
It's all chocolate beers today, huh?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Huh.
Well, it's backfired.
You guys suck at this. Can you even taste the beets?
Tastes like a chocolate covered beet.
God. It's like you dropped your chocolate Tootsie Roll on the ground and it was moist and you picked up some dirt.
It's okay. I don't know if I'd drink this one. Yeah. I'd drink that one. Yeah. But
it's not terrible. Do you want to smell it?
Let me smell it.
But there's chocolate in there.
I don't know, man. It definitely smells like chocolate and beets. Like chocolate covered foot. Smells real good.
Hell yeah, I suck toes.
Chocolate covered toes.
It's not great, but it's not terrible.
Yeah, it's not terrible. I thought there was going to be more beet flavoring in there, but it's not terrible.
For the best experience, turn upside down and pour quickly.
Into your mouth?
All
right. Boy, how's that experience? It's way better now, huh?
Oh, all the good stuff was at the bottom.
Should you have shaken it up first?
I don't think I should chug an 8% beer.
Don't worry about it.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah, we're only doing two episodes today.
It's fine.
I'm always sloppy in the even-numbered episodes, so why stop now?
We got to start it off good, you know?
So, Chester, what were you playing some games? You
just wanted to
just wanted to bring over your first place trophy, first place mug. Just show everyone what you did, just to rub it in Lorenzo's face because he only got third.
Ridiculous, ridiculous. First time, first timer, and I came in third place. This guy's had a lot more experience.
Look at that! Even I've gotten third place. I mean, come on, man.
You can't even see. That makes it even worse. Yeah.
Hey, you beat out, 13 other people?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
It was good for a first time, but there's some... you got lucky with the Wii Bowling, man.
Lucky.
He practiced that a lot.
I used to play the shit. I used to play the shit out of the game.
I'm sad I didn't play. I would have smoked it on accident.
Next year, man, I will facilitate... Okay. Officiate, whatever the word is.
Officiate.
So you're not going to try facilitate. To return champion?
I got my name on the trophy twice.
Okay.
I'm the first person to get their name on the trophy twice. That was my goal.
He doesn't need to play again until someone one-ups him. And they say, oh, God, I got to get four now.
If someone else gets on there twice, then I want to be the first to be on there three times. But Ryan was griping about not being able to play. So
I wasn't griping.
Yeah, you were.
That was a lot.
Yeah.
Texting him. I was crying.
You were.
I was sending him like selfies like me. I looked like that Indian when you lit her, just like a single tear coming out of my eye.
It was like someone's Facebook.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah.
Someone's Facebook, I know.
Yeah. I wasn't.
He'll remain nameless.
I wasn't doing that.
So he doesn't leave me at the bar again.
I knew that's where that was going. Perfect.
I can't resist.
All right. What are you, hey, Chester, what you playing?
I just beat Assassin's Creed Origins.
Okay. How many hours do you think that took you?
I don't know.
Tight.
What'd you think about it?
Loved it.
Loved it?
Loved every second of it.
Yep.
You didn't just run into walls the whole time and just... keep standing there.
You mean like in Watch Dogs 1?
God,
why can't I climb this wall?
That was so coming straight off Assassin's Creed and playing Watch Dogs, because they look similar. I mean, they're like the same engine and everything. Mm-hmm. You just like, doof, fucking climb. It's a 4-foot wall. Fucking climb it, you asshole.
Even jump over like a median or
it's like
nothing.
As soon as you hit something, you're like, really?
Yeah.
Like I'm fucking stuck here.
It was two dimensional. But no, I loved it. There was some great stuff at the very end. I won't spoil anything. Totally could be open. Like, there was rumor that it would be another trilogy, like the Ezio trilogy, that they might do a Bayek trilogy. I fucking want that so bad.
Yeah.
There was this weird thing at the end, this bonus mission where it somehow ties into Final Fantasy 15.
Really?
And I unlocked a chocobo camel.
Really?
It is a yellow feathered camel with a beak and a big bushy feathery tail.
But it still had four legs.
But it still has four legs. It's like a chocobo with four legs and a hump.
That's interesting.
It's pretty weird.
Is it faster than the other camels?
You know, it was the last mission, so I got it and I was like, huh.
Does it make the noise when you get on it? Just do the...
It makes a weird noise.
It does, okay.
It does make a weird noise.
So you kind of had to be like the chocobo type of thing. Where yeah.
And it also gave me this giant sword with a fucking like combustion engine on it for some reason. Because Final Fantasy loves to do shit over the top.
Oh, yeah. Like the Buster Sword.
Yeah, or the gun sword.
Oh, yeah.
Final Fantasy
VIII. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that was interesting. But I already beat the game, so there's not really any point in doing anything else with this camel.
You could ride it around and kill hippos.
Yeah, I could.
I spent like an hour killing hippos yesterday.
Yeah, just yeah. because?
Just because I figured, because I've been avoiding them, and I'm like, oh, shit, I can take these hippos.
You just overcome your fear of hippos.
I did. I killed the shit out of some hippos. I actually stood there for about 5 minutes and watched a hippo and a crocodile fight. Mm-hmm. I'm killing the loser. Oh, I'm killing the winner. And then I'm taking both of them skins.
There's some achievement. You can, if you tame a lion, you can tame animals. If you tame a lion and take it to kill an alligator or something, there's an achievement for that. Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you like the game. You recommend.
Highly.
Charles even likes it.
Even Charles likes it.
He doesn't even like Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
He has this irrational hatred of Assassin's Creed for some reason.
I enjoyed it a great deal. I really do hope it's a trilogy. And they really... The past few games haven't really tied into the real world at all, or the precursor story much, and this one does. There's like a new protagonist in the real world, the female, and Desmond's dad shows up.
Don't ruin it for me.
So I'm not that far. I'm hoping that that character and Bayek both carry on into a few more games.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's a nice add to it.
Yeah,
cool.
Liked it.
Lorenzo, are you playing video? Are you a video gamer?
Yes, I am.
What video game do you play? Just pick one, though. We don't have time for everything.
Right now, I'm playing Overwatch and NBA 2K18.
People still play Overwatch? Dude, we're over that.
No, there's a lot of people that still play that
game. It's still pretty big.
No. Yeah, they just come out. What was it? I can't remember what the recent update is, but they're doing the Year of the Dog. And so, like, everywhere get, like, new skins and everything like that.
You need to get that PUBG.
You're the dog. That's my year.
Yeah.
I'm a dog.
Oh. You know, I've been wanting to do PUBG.
I play Fortnite.
Fortnite?
So
is that just a game like, about eating before the zombies come
sequel,
and get you?
It's a sequel to Shovel Knight.
Yeah.
And it's nice playing Fortnite because it's obviously free when you do the Battle Royale. But there's a lot of stuff that's cool with PUBG that you don't get to do in
You can
Fortnite.
Finally jump over a fence now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how like cool is that?
PUBG, you get vehicles and so
they're
on.
They said they're going to add vehicles to
Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Yeah.
How did two... Like, so ridiculously similar games come out so close to each other.
Okay, so PUBG blew up. Like, big time blew up. And Fortnite was already out, but they realized that they had potential to do the 100-man Battle Royale. And so Fortnite went ahead and made their version of it, and that's how...
Wasn't PUBG that was, like, some user-made...
Yeah, it's a user
version of a different game.
Yeah, so they like when it came out, they had like the whole thing with Steam, and Steam just pretty much ran with it.
Yeah,
and they were making a shit ton of money off of that game, and people loved it. I mean, obviously, if you can get first place on any type of shooter,
yeah,
you know that's what you're playing for. So it was nice seeing you know like somebody come out with something that's just like Battle Royale, but you need to win it. To be in it, so I like those achievements.
Yeah.
Oh, you're one of them Chivo hunters.
No, heck no.
Yeah.
I played it a little bit with Mark, who's been on the show before.
The PUBG?
No, no. Fortnite.
Fortnite. Shovel Knight 2. Fortnite.
That's right.
All right. Now's the Overwatch. Are you number one? In the country?
No, I don't play it enough to be number one.
Yeah, they keep
I'm
putting
decent.
Out like new characters and stuff. So they
keep
adding
content.
Yeah, so
they do like the new skins and then new characters. I think Moira was the newest character, but it's a fun game still. I mean, it's nice to being able to play something that's quick. I don't have a whole lot of time to play, so I just jump on, play for like 30 minutes, get a few rounds in, and then go on with my day.
Go walk your dog.
Yeah, go walk my dog.
Pick up its poop in a little baggie.
I'm a dog.
Dog.
Well, I'm not going to walk you me? In. No.
You clean out my poop?
Pass.
Yeah, you're going to need to bring a bucket. The bag's not going to do it.
Just go poop in Ryan's yard. He'll
you
pick it up later.
Something solid with a bottle on
it. Poop on your
it.
Neighbor's house.
Don't poop on my neighbor's house. All right. Well, hey, Ryan, what have you been up to? Well, let me tell you guys. I am also playing Assassin's Creed, but I just got it.
Yeah.
I got it from someone on like a Facebook selling group, mm-hmm. and the transaction went great.
What'd you pay for it? $25
$20
I believe.
It's
a good deal, man.
Yeah, it was a really, really good deal. No, 20 or 30. Maybe it was 30.
I'm thinking about doing that.
No, it was 25. You're right. So
I'm thinking about doing the season pass.
Yeah?
I would like more, and there are some new areas, and they raise the level cap and stuff like that. So
that'd be pretty cool.
I am also enjoying it. So you play with a mouse and keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
I play with a controller like a fucking peasant. Noob. And boy, the button layout is way different. And it took me forever to get used to it. So your hit buttons, your attack buttons, mm-hmm. are the two right shoulder buttons.
That's weird.
Yeah, it took me forever to get used to it.
If you want.
And then, like, roll, dodge is X.
Mm-hmm.
It took me forever to get used to it. You don't hold down right trigger now when you're running, right? He just runs automatically. And you hold down A to jump and do all that cool shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it fucking took a minute.
Does the controller have the auto run option?
Yeah, you're just running all the time.
I mean, like, you just hit a button and he just runs. You don't have to hold down a direction.
No, I don't know. What do you mean?
I think maybe
it might be.
I think it's X.
And he just runs in a straight line?
He just runs.
I know the horse does.
Yeah, he does it too.
That'd be pretty cool.
In fact, he'll auto climb
everywhere.
He'll auto climb too. Like,
really?
He'll run until he gets to something. But if you hit the climb button, he'll start climbing and he'll just go.
Huh.
And when he gets to the top, he just keeps running.
What is that, in case you're under attack and you need to get the fuck out?
I don't know, or you just have a long way to go and you're tired of holding down the direction. Or
yeah, it's
kind of
weird that you can
masturbating.
Set your horse, you know.
Because there is nudity in
to go to your destination. Oh,
perfect. So yeah. You could
I haven't got there
There's
yet.
Some topless peasants.
Tight. Hey,
that's called, you could double task there.
Yeah.
Multitask, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless, well, then you're going to run away from them. You need to be able to run in a circle.
Or just stand right in front of them.
Just jerk off.
Why do you need to run around?
Yeah, you don't need to move.
Louis C.K.?
Hey, do you mind if I
just corner
take
them
my dick out?
Yeah. Corner them and
I'm just gonna,
take
this
care
thing,
of business. TCOB.
You're welcome to leave if you want, but I'm also leaning against the door, so...
There's the window.
So, Assassin's Creed is going good. I am enjoying it. I'm enjoying the story so far. I'm enjoying the protagonist, which is always...
Mike Bayek.
Assassin's Creed is never in the middle. Either you hate the fucking protagonist or you love the protagonist.
How many hours did you put into this?
He asked me that, too. I don't know.
No, you're not for sure?
I'm not. I bet I could log into Steam and find out.
I feel like every game you should be able to get 40 hours out of if you're paying $60
bucks
for
a game.
Yeah, if
you're paying some.
If you don't get more than, if you don't get 40 hours or more,
I agree.
Then you kind of got ripped off. Especially, well, unless it's like a Steam game, it's like $10.
Yeah.
But if you're paying full price for a game, you should be able to get 40 hours out of it. Like GTA, I've got 400 hours in.
And it's well worth it.
I feel like I've gotten my money's worth out of that one. All right, cool. So, what do you guys want to talk about? You want to talk about rumors? You want to talk about real things? Let's talk about real things first. Red Dead 2 got delayed again.
This is
the third time now.
Oh, 114 hours on record.
Oh, wow. Got your dollars worth, huh?
But, I mean, there are times where I'll, turn it on and go do stuff.
Jerk off the natives. I'm not actually playing the game.
Well, this is going to take a minute, so I'm going to just stand here.
Well, I mean, you got to put down a tarp and...
What's stuff going on, man? I'm gonna make a mess.
You know, candles. You know, the whole night.
Gotta have candles.
Real sensual.
Gotta have
scented
candles, some
lavender.
Scented oils.
Gotta make it a special event.
That's right.
You gotta please me before anything else, you know?
Take care of yourself.
If daddy ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. So, yeah, Red Dead 2 got delayed again. This is the third time now. It was supposed to come out last year.
Right.
Then it was supposed to come out spring of this year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now it's coming out fall of this
year.
True that.
Well, better come out, man. Seriously.
Are we worried? Is anyone worried yet?
I don't... No. I'm not.
No.
I want a full game to be released.
I don't want an hour of fucking updates and downloads. Mm-hmm. Did you see my Facebook post the other day? When I just I'm trying to play Assassin's Creed, and there was an update for that, and there was an update for Uplay, and there was a Windows update, and I had to reset my computer. I'm just, holy shit, it's 20 minutes before I can play the fucking game, and it's aggravating. So yeah, polish your game, dog. Take your time. We've waited this long.
Well, not only that, but usually with who's the creator?
Rockstar.
There you go. They put out quality shit. Man. Yeah. Like, they don't waste their time. And like you said, GTA 5.
They don't waste your time.
Oh, yeah. But GTA 5, man, look at how many hours you put into that. And it's just like, that was the same thing with
Red
Dead.
Plus, there's a shit ton of free content that comes out for it. Like, yeah, it seems bi-weekly. Yeah. There's a shitload of stuff.
So, it's worth the wait to me. You know, I'd rather play something that's like clean than have, you know, those bugs or whatever.
That's exactly what they said. We apologize to everyone disappointed by this delay. While we had hoped to have the game out sooner, we require a little extra time for polish. Okay.
Yeah.
If you need to put the finishing touches on it, fine. You know, you need to like airbrush, touch up the horse anus so it looks realistic. Hey, take your time, man. I want to be looking at a really nice polished horse anus.
Polished.
Just puckered.
Bleached.
I wonder if they make the horses poop. It'd be so realistic. You go into a town and there is just fucking horse shit everywhere.
Well, that was like The Division, where you could see the dogs taking shits all over the place.
Oh, Ryan, it says you haven't been on Steam in 25 days.
I was on Steam yesterday. Really?
Not according to this website.
Are you hiding yourself? Are you lying to us?
No, I... Oh, you know what? You're right, because I didn't get it on Steam. It's from Uplay.
August 1st of 2018. What?
What?
Oh, it's European site, so it's the 8th of January is not 25 days ago.
Yeah, man. It's February.
Come on, Europe. Get your shit
It's right. February 2nd, bro. 3rd, 4th. When does this come out? The 5th. It's February 5th.
5th.
yeah, it's February already, man. No, I got it on Uplay.
That was 25 days ago.
You had to download it from Uplay. It wasn't from Steam. So, there. Suck it.
Well, I mean... is what it is.
Well... Wrong button.
Belongs in a museum.
So do you. All right. So I guess we're all cool with that then. Yeah. Take your time, Rockstar. Do your thing.
Yeah.
Give us a great game. I mean, the screenshots they've released already look great.
I want a polished horse ass.
That's right.
I think we all do.
Polished turds.
Oh, there God you go.
So speaking of Rockstar, let's stay with Rockstar for a second.
What else you got?
The Humble Bundle. This Humble Bundle. Up through the 12th, I believe.
What's this Humble Bundle?
Humble Bundle? Humble
Bundle.
I think it's through the 12th. Yeah, it's through the 12th. It is. So, have you ever seen the Humble Bundles?
No, I have not.
Are you familiar? Oh,
so, okay. What you do is they donate this money to charity.
Oh, there's a Rockstar?
Yeah, you pay what you want. So,
10 days left.
You don't necessarily have to pay a certain amount. Maybe. You can pay a dollar. And for a dollar or more, you get Manhunt, Grand Theft Auto Vice City, Grand Theft Auto 3, and Max Payne. If you pay more than the average, which right now, as of recording, is $9.88, you also get Bully, San Andreas, L.A. Noire, and Max Payne 2. And if you pay more than $15, you get the L.A. Noire DLC, GTA 4, GTA Liberty City Stories, episodes from Liberty City, and Max Payne 3. For $15, you will get all 12 of those games.
For real?
For real.
Damn, that's a smoking deal.
It is a smoking deal. Right? Yeah, sometimes there's some great stuff on here. They do books and stuff on here. They do all kinds of stuff. Comics. That's a cool site. And then the money goes to charity. Well, some of it.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Someone's got to pay for the server space.
Right, yeah. But that's a solid one, though.
Humble Bundle's awesome.
Yeah. That's really good.
It is well worth it. I used to subscribe to the monthly thing.
Well, I mean, like, even some of these games that they have on here, that's
in fact,
more than...
The monthly right now for Humble Bundle, it's $12 a month, and every month you just get a whole bunch of free games. I mean, they're not free, you're paying $12,
right.
But this month, if you pay the $12, you get Dark Souls 3 and the expansion.
That's what's on here right now.
Immediately. And then if at the end of the month, you'll get the rest of the games. They don't reveal them until the end of the month.
Paradox Interactive, is this?
Yeah, I mean, Humble Bundle's awesome. And then when you pay them, you get to choose... What portion of your money goes to Humble Bundle? How much of it goes to the developers? And how much of it goes to charity? So if you want to give 100% of your money to charity, you still get the games.
Yes. Damn, that's solid.
Yeah, it's a really cool. It's a really cool website. In fact, who bought it? Who bought them? IGN. Someone bought them last year.
It was IGN.
Yeah,
IGN. Wow.
So I mean,
that's
used to be
a pretty solid deal, man. I mean, that's pretty cool. You know, being able to put all that stuff out and get it for less expensive. I mean, obviously mm-hmm. they're still making money off of it, but
and they do other bundles, not just video games. There's like they have like a book bundle, which is ebooks and comics.
Mm-hmm.
They have developer bundles where it's like a bunch of developer like coding stuff and stuff like that. There's that cookbook bundle.
I saw that, the Bob's Burgers on there.
There you go, man.
I don't need that. I don't need a cookbook. I'm already good at cooking.
It's the Humble Paradox bundle.
But you can be better at cooking.
I don't know if I could. I gotta be honest with you.
Okay, next time that they're signing up for MasterChef, you're gonna be on it.
Okay.
Okay, so there is another bundle currently, which has Magicka 2, some other games I've never heard of, Pillars of Eternity, Stellaris, whatever that is.
Yeah, man. Ton of stuff. You got to check out the Humble Bundle. But yeah,
I definitely will. That's a.
If you miss some of these Rockstar games,
yeah.
Get your ass to Mars.
Stellar deals.
Yep. All right. So I'm done with Rockstar. I'm over everything
right,
about
what
it.
What else you got? Because I couldn't really find anything to talk about. There was something about Assassin's Creed.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Oh, well, that's right.
They recently, I guess some player recently discovered a new recording from the Precursor Race. Throughout the game, you find these tombs. I don't know if they're really tombs. They're like precursor spots, and they play these recordings. It's a message to the future, or a message about the future from the past. It's a whole thing. But someone just recently discovered a new message. But apparently, it was added after the fact. Ubisoft had intended to include it the whole time, but they threw it in on a recent patch. But I don't know. I just thought it was cool. I mean, there's always new things to discover. I love when games do that. Like Rockstar does that all the fucking time.
Yeah.
They add new shit for you to discover.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Ubisoft is following in their footsteps. And for the first time, first time in a long time, I'm considering doing a season pass for this game. Because I bought the season pass for Black Flag, and I got one DLC. I got one expansion for that. The Underwater Railroad.
Right. I feel that same way. Okay, so sore subject here. I was really into Destiny 1,
mm-hmm.
so I bought the DLC and everything for Destiny 2, and God, it's just trash. I'm not a fan of it whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know, it's an okay game, but man, just reskinning stuff and putting the same stuff that you did from the first one,
yeah.
It gets old, right?
Yeah.
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 I feel you.
I feel you, too. I feel YouTube.
But, I mean, a lot of games do that. A sequel is often just a rescan mm-hmm. of the previous game, but.
But don't you think especially with something as big as Destiny or even Assassin's Creed, that you got to put some new stuff in there?
Well, I don't understand why they made a sequel at all, to be honest. It was a very popular MMO.
Mm-hmm.
Why do that? Why make a sequel so soon after it? It was only a few years old.
Right.
It just didn't make any sense to me. I thought it was a weird move.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And you can definitely tell. Because, I mean, their fan base, there's a lot of people more upset that they did it than they, you know,
mm-hmm.
than the ones that are, like, happy that they came out with a second version.
Yeah. They could have just done, like World of Warcraft has been around for, like, 15 years.
Yeah.
And they charge, like, $60 for each expansion.
Yep.
But it's not, like, a different game.
No.
Still keep your character and everything. So they should have done something like that.
Well, and I know it's not as big, but I played Lord of the Rings mm-hmm. online. Yeah. And it was the same thing. Like, they spaced their expansions out, you know, several years.
Yeah.
And when they come out, it's a whole new area. It's not the same. You know, the same game.
But you get to keep your character.
Right.
All the work you put in isn't wiped out. Yeah.
Yeah. It just makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Destiny should have done something like that.
Man, that beer looks so good. It looks so refreshing.
It looks like urine.
God, I love urine.
But it tastes fucking amazing.
Hot piss on the tip of my lips.
How much longer do you got with that whole thing?
At least until the end of February, and then probably 6 more weeks after that. God. But thanks for bringing it up.
How much weight have you lost?
Total, or just since I started working out?
Today.
After that shit I took, probably about 5 pounds.
Yes, total.
About 25 pounds.
Nice.
Dang.
I'm
3 weeks?
Well, no, I mean, that's since I cut back on my drinking. And the past, from working out, has only been probably 7 or 8 pounds. Most of it was...
Well, working out's not going to see rapid weight loss.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's all good. I mean, you look good.
Thanks,
you look
bro.
Better.
What are you doing later?
You're vibrant. Well, you're glowing.
Obviously, glowing. I'm here at your place, so we're just going straight to the bedroom, you know?
All right.
You're a bottom, aren't you?
All right, well, show's over, folks. Thanks for coming. we got some stuff to do.
Got to put the tarp out.
Time to get messy. What else is going on?
What else you got?
Shadow of Colossus comes out on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
I know everyone's sick of remasters and redos and whatever. It looks
amazing.
It looks pretty.
It looks pretty. I have a hard time saying words like gorgeous or beautiful, but yeah, it does. It's a good looking game.
Yeah, like they've actually spent quite a bit of time on this thing to make it look as good as they did.
Rebuilt it from the ground up with a whole new engine and what you would have to. But
well, yeah.
So it looks nice.
Yeah, definitely one of those ones that, you know, like if you played the original one, you're gonna want to play this one just to see how much of a difference it is compared to the old one.
And it's only $40. They're not even charging a full game price for it for some
reason.
That's
a steal.
That's a steal. I mean, there's really only, what, 8 things to kill in the game? So, I mean, can't charge $60 for it.
I know, right?
So, go ahead. Pick that up. Because, you know, I mean, you could get it from Amazon through the link at nofunshow.com. Just saying. I'm just saying.
While you're there,
click that Amazon affiliate link. Don't forget to buttfuck that subscribe button.
That's right.
boy, I am always sick. There was a rumor that I kind of wanted to talk about. It's absolutely fucking ridiculous that Microsoft wants to buy EA. I don't know how that's good for anybody. I don't understand.
No.
Now, imagine, just imagine that. All of those games that EA produces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Xbox exclusives.
A lot.
Can you imagine that? Or Windows exclusives.
I don't know if they would do that, though.
I don't know, man. Well, they sell a lot more Xboxes.
You look at what PlayStation does, because PlayStation they put out a lot of exclusives that you don't get on Xbox or on PC. And it may be the same game, but you're still getting exclusives just for PlayStation.
Yeah.
So I could see them going that route.
I think cutting off half of the fan base would be a bad move.
Oh, it'd be terrible.
I mean, EA absolutely has such terrible. A small fan base currently, but Steam doesn't. Steam's huge.
No, it's huge, yeah.
But I mean, Steam is Windows only anyway, so that wouldn't really affect things, Valve doing that. But
look at like Xbox or something like that, where it's...
Yeah. Offering Xbox exclusives, but still giving the game to PlayStation players, I think would be a smarter move.
It would. You'd rake in more cash, because even if you're not going to sell another console, at least just sell a game.
Yeah. Right.
But I it's just been a rumor at this point.
Yeah.
It came out from Polygon a couple days ago, and... there were some other names thrown around. PUBG Corp. Which, you know, that's not that far out there because they bought Mojang.
Yeah.
So that's not that far-fetched. And Valve was another name thrown out there.
Yeah, Valve would be huge.
That's huge.
That's huge.
They're like a, you know, $1 billion. Well, them and EA, I think, combined, just their total company value is over $10 billion.
Well, maybe if they do this whole thing, they'll Half-Life 3?
Yeah, I mean, shit, Microsoft to put it out to make some fucking money.
Right?
Why not?
You might as well put out another game.
Like, great, we just got bought by Microsoft, now they're going to downsize it. No, nobody loses their job until you put Half-Life 3 out. Well, then they wouldn't put it out, so there you go, you'd be stuck in the cycle. I just don't see, I don't see EA and Valve happening. The PUBG, I can believe.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, because they've only put out like one game.
They've only put out one
PUBG
game.
PUBG Corp has only put out PUBG.
Right.
So I could see that happening, but Valve and EA, they're too big of their own monsters to be.
Especially if they're like trying to take over both of them, like that's just a no-go.
Yeah.
That's too much.
That's a non-starter right there.
You never know.
Yeah. It's a weird rumor. I don't even know how that popped up. But
Microsoft is big enough. They can certainly afford it.
Yeah, they got billions of cash laying around. Fucking Scrooge McDuck vault in the back.
Buying a company and letting them continue to do what they do is kind of a common thing these days.
Right.
So it might not be a terrible thing. I don't know.
I mean, well, IGN did it. They haven't interfered yet with the Humble Bundle.
I mean, Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch does it. They buy up breweries and let them keep doing what they're doing. They
just like Four Peaks. I mean,
widely. Yeah, didn't they just buy out Four Peaks?
Yeah, didn't you even bought a Four Peaks beer today, didn't you?
I did.
And I bet it doesn't taste like a Budweiser.
It did not taste like a Budweiser.
Not yet.
Thank God. No, my buddy works at the brewery. Two of my friends. One's a brewer. And they both, I mean, like my buddy's like, yeah, he hated Anheuser-Busch. And was so happy to go work at Four Peaks, one of his favorite breweries. And then Anheuser-Busch bought Four Peaks, and he was just like, what the fuck? Now I work for a company I hate. But he's recently was like, no, it's great, man. I have health insurance now.
Yeah. Like, now they're taking care of me, shit.
Right?
Yeah. It's all good.
So he's like, nah, not much has changed, except I have benefits now. So
that, I mean, that right there is worth it.
Yeah, exactly. So those PUBG employees could have benefits. If Microsoft buys them.
Well, I don't know about that, man. PUBG, they're making quite a bit of money already. They've I'm already sure. taken over as the number one game played regularly.
So, good luck with that. I want to talk about this because it seems like it's going to make Chester real mad.
This is going to set some people off here.
So, a bunch of fucking...
Bracing for it. What is it?
Calm down, bro. Just calm down. A bunch of DC fans.
I'm going to smash this bottle.
Are going to plan on flooding, if they haven't already, the Rotten Tomatoes page for Black Panther.
Well, the movie's not even out yet, so they can't start posting bad reviews.
Yeah. So they want to give it a rotten score. Like, it hasn't even come out because, you know, fanboys.
Yeah.
DC fanboys.
That's all. That's the whole thing. Is
first of all, don't be mad at Marvel because DC movies suck. I like DC too. I prefer Batman over Iron Man. I prefer Superman over whatever god they have in their universe. But I still like.
Well, I always look at it this way: is like DC for TV shows. Like all the Netflix DC shows are just they're killing it.
Right, Flash. Flash, a great show.
Flash is awesome. I heard Black Lightning is really good.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet. I want to.
What are the other two major ones?
Legends of Tomorrow.
I could pass on Legends of Tomorrow.
I haven't watched it yet.
Gotham is okay. The first season of Gotham is okay.
Daredevil. Daredevil's.
That's Marvel.
Oh,
but
Punisher? Punisher's Marvel.
Also Marvel. What's the the archery guy? What's his
name? Arrow. Yeah.
Said archer.
Yeah.
They went
the Netflix shows are Marvel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there's the WB shows or DC. Like Smallville. They're making another Superman show, by the way.
Why?
Called Metropolis before Superman was Superman.
Why?
For reasons.
Because Gotham is successful.
Have you watched Supergirl? Oh. It's super good.
No, terrible.
It's not terrible. It's just not that. Martian Manhunter's on it, and that's all I care about.
But no, like I was saying, like TV shows,
John
like
Jones,
the
John
TV
Jones.
Shows that they put out have been all really good. You know, yeah. It's not like they're doing terrible there. But if you're comparing the two movie to movie wise, it's just not
right.
There.
I mean, there hasn't been a good DC movie since 1989.
89?
Yeah, when the first Batman came out and Michael Keaton melted all of our hearts.
That's the one that you're going to go back to
Are you saying that Batman Returns wasn't that good?
I'm saying Batman should have stayed wherever he was and not have returned.
He returned to the big screen.
Oh.
He stayed in Gotham.
Okay.
No, the Christopher Nolan series was good.
Dude, I thought it was good.
It was okay.
It was great. The first one was the best one.
The first one was.
And
the best
I honestly,
one.
I still think Heath Ledger. We were arguing about this earlier. Heath Ledger's my favorite Joker.
But you're wrong.
And Jack Nicholson is his.
You're not searching your heart deep enough.
The Joker.
I would always go with Mark Hamill.
Weren't we talking about this at work the other day?
I would love to see him actually play
the Joker. Who's the best Joker?
If he could play the Joker, that'd be sick.
He's the trickster.
He even does the same, like, the same voice sometimes.
He plays the same character. Yeah.
But that would be sick to see him actually play, like, the Joker. It'd be amazing.
I mean, really, if you're going to have old Batman, you might as well have an old Joker, right?
Yeah.
I think that would be fucking cool.
That would be cool. I'd be hard as a rock.
Should have.
I'd be hard as the rock.
I guess you could move it up to being a recent movie and not one back in the 80s.
They should have Michael Keaton reprise the role of Batman,
right?
Old Batman. But then wouldn't they have to get Jack Nicholson to play? But he fell off of the building and died.
Yeah. Right? So you can't have an old Joker, can you?
Not in that universe.
Not in that one, no.
No.
You'd have to find a new
But you could still get Danny DeVito. No, because he's dead, too.
He died. Yeah, they killed off everyone except Catwoman in those movies.
Which, I mean, come on. Hot. She was hot in that movie.
Ooh, Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah.
She was hot in Dangerous Minds. I think. I don't even know if I watched that movie. I just remember the Coolio video.
Really? That's what you're going to go back to?
Right?
Yeah, man. So here's the Black Panther thing. So they're going to flood the Rotten Tomatoes with rotten reviews. And everyone's mad about it because, you know, the internet. So here's some of the Twitter things that's funny.
Great. Here we go.
Didn't realize DC fanboys were so desperate for a maxi pad. This one, like, I rolled my eyes so fucking hard at this. So this DC fans want to sabotage Black Panther scores thing. Am I supposed to see this as anything other than racist? Really?
That's where everything goes.
That's where everything goes nowadays?
Yep, everything. Jesus. Everything.
It
immediately goes there. Like, why? It might just be because I don't want to have anything to do with Marvel or DC. Why does it have to be race-related?
Even if some select racist DC fans plan to ruin the Black Panther movie experience, that doesn't mean that they will. # racism. At Marvel.
So stupid.
Marvel didn't set this thing up.
Right.
So it's not racist, I don't think. I think it's just the next movie that's coming out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think maybe we're a little oversaturated in the superhero market right now. Maybe we dial it back a minute.
That's how I feel about it.
It's like four superhero films a year now.
They come out with them too often, and then they do these collaboration ones where they want, like, I need Thor and Hulk to be in the same movie.
Right. I need Thor to be in World War Hulk.
Yeah. Oh, don't even get me started on that. God. World War Hulk, that's my favorite comic book or graphic novel, and
they
just ruined it for me. Totally ruined it.
So there you go. Not everything is about race, people. Now, if 4chan set this up, it's probably about race. But I don't think they did. No.
I haven't seen anything.
I'm not paying attention
4chan
enough.
Related.
Yeah. So, you know. Maybe people are just like to be assholes for the sake of being assholes. That's been my experience in the world.
That sounds like a coworker I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope you can hear that. just farted so loud. You had to have been able to hear that. I got headphones on. I had to have heard it through my headphones.
I hope you can smell that.
Jesus Christ. You know what it sounded like? It sounded like you were like tightening a zip tie.
It's this chair, dude. It's this leather chair. I was just moving.
You know, it's my pants. Mm-hmm. Rubbing against the leather.
Yeah, that
I'm
was
wearing
it.
Leather pants.
My basketball shorts.
it's my pleather jorts. Scraping against this faux leather chair.
I was not allowed in a bar a few weeks ago because I was wearing basketball shorts.
Really?
Yeah. That's tried to go, and I fucking don't even like Sandbar. But a friend wanted to go, and they wouldn't let me in because I had basketball shorts on. It's like, cool, don't give a shit, bye.
That place is so pretentious. I hate, like, you know, I live right next door to it.
That, to me, felt like a race thing.
Really?
That's what Because white guys don't generally wear basketball shorts out, I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong. But I was just like, this is kind of like a covert way for them to keep minorities out. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Did you just go down the road to Mellow?
I just walked down the street to Mellow, yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. My spot. I love Mellow. I had left there with the friend to go over to Sandbar.
God.
And they wouldn't let me in, so I just we Ubered across the freaking street because he's lazy. And then I just walked back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You seriously Ubered across the street?
Yeah.
It's yeah, it doesn't take any time to get
over
there.
Other side of the freeway.
So stupid.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
God.
So, yeah, I'm not a fan of that place to begin with, so I was fine with it.
Yeah, and, I'm not a fan of it either, and I live close to it.
So in other Phoenix related news, so the last thing I have here is the Labo, the Nintendo's
Switch.
Build your own cardboard cutout and play it with your Switch device. I'm looking at some of the pictures, and there's some neat looking little weird things in here.
Yeah, I think it's I honestly think it's a good idea.
I'm actually reading right now that there's an Assassin's Creed expansion in Final Fantasy 15. But
dear God.
That's a different story. Anyway, back to the Labo.
More
like the Lamo.
You earned that. You earned it.
Yes.
So if you haven't seen it, it's L-A-B-O. Go Google it. It's you get a game and you get like a cardboard cutout kit, and you know, you fold it up and you make a little device. And one of these things here is a little, it's like a little keyboard, and you play it like a fucking keyboard. You put your, mount your Switch inside of it, and I don't know how it detects what the fuck you're doing. There's all these little thingies back here. Are these sensors?
I think it's the,
yeah.
You still have to use the controllers, but I don't know how the controllers tie into.
Maybe each key hits a certain button on the controller or something.
Yeah. But I do know you still need to use the controller as well. So, I mean, it all separates.
There's reflective IR tape behind each of the keys.
I don't know yet. I just
oh,
jumping
yeah. The
in
can
here.
Looks cool as shit.
I just busted out a Sky Island IPA from a Tucson brewery, Brew Stillery. Called Thunder Canyon. I haven't tried it yet, but I really like the fucking can. It's just simple, and
yeah,
if you're watching our YouTube, that's what it looks like. But I'll pass it over after I try
it. What is it? Thunder Cougar Falcon Bird?
That's right, the Thunder Cougar Falcon Bird. It has so many eagles.
We were talking about that the other day at work. I can't remember what brought it up.
Not as good as the Stone IPA I just had.
But is it as good as the can?
Oh, I feel privileged drinking out of the first
drinking
place.
Out of the first place
first
mug
place.
There.
This looks good with me.
Maybe I should have left some in the can for you. Give me that back. I'm gonna pour some back in.
So anyways, this is how it works. It's got IR reflective tape on the back of the keys.
Is there orange in there?
And it can tell when you're they're like on a rocker, like a lever type deal. So it knows when each little reflective tape piece goes up, so it knows what key you're hitting.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool.
Huh. I mean, like, they spent time on this thing.
So there's the little pieces of reflective tape.
Oh, okay.
And then there's a strip that runs across the back that's hooked in to your Switch.
Oh, okay.
So it knows what key you're hitting, which is kind of cool.
Like I said, I mean, they spent time on this thing. Like, have you seen, like, the portion that's like a backpack? And you get to act like a robot and fight.
I have seen that. I think that might be the $80 package.
That's pretty cool. I mean, they spent some time on this. It's not like, you know, I think Nintendo's actually doing a lot of work with this system.
Okay. I was 100% against it, and now I'm not so against it.
Yeah, like at first I was like, what the fuck? They're charging $80 for fucking cardboard. Fuck Nintendo. Because, you know, I tell Nintendo to eat a dick frequently.
All the time.
But
all the time.
As I thought about it, I was like, okay, so it comes with the game, obviously.
Right.
So you're paying, what, $50 or $60 for the game itself. And then you're paying another $10 to $20.
Some of these games don't look like $60 games, though.
Yeah, but it's a whole bunch of games in one.
Yeah. So
and you just keep buying another $10. It comes with like one cardboard pack, or does it come with a bunch of them?
I have no idea.
I think it comes with like a base model, which comes with several different things.
Yeah.
And then the game will have all of it already on there.
Kind of like Wii Sports had a bunch of different games included.
Right, exactly.
It's something like that. Like, there's a bunch of different games, and it comes with a cardboard pack where you build the peripherals, and that I'm okay with, because with other games you have to pay a shit ton of money for all these stupid peripherals like Rock Band. You right. paid $100 for Rock Band. It's a $50, $60 game. Then you have to buy all these stupid ass peripherals that cost another $50 to $60. So I'm actually okay with them releasing cardboard peripherals that do the same thing that plastic peripherals would do.
Right.
For a lot less money.
Right.
Some assembly required. That's fine. I'm an adult.
Are you?
I can get drunk and put things together.
Are you? Get the fucking scissors out.
Well, I mean, I've got the, you know, the safety scissors.
Thank God.
All, them all plastic ones.
That's right.
No, I don't want to hurt myself.
With the tiny little strip of aluminum that'll cut one piece of paper and nothing else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have those.
There you go.
All right. Well, let's get out of here, boys.
Is it that time? Did you get an important text there?
No, apparently I got... I just had word that the link wasn't working, but it works for me. So there's somebody in here watching.
It's not me.
There's
for
several.
Once.
There's people in here watching. So whatever.
Yeah,
anyways,
there you go. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hello, listeners.
It's working for somebody.
Well, hello.
Hi, listeners. You're very handsome.
Oh,
me
you.
Or the listeners?
The listeners. Oh. You look like a hobbit's toe.
That's so nice.
Yeah, you're welcome. So enjoy your journey to Mordor.
Oh.
Wink. I guess you can't really see that I winked. I had to say it out loud.
Thanks.
Yeah, so thanks for listening. Episode 17. I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
And Lorenzo. Yep.